The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there were some Greeks among those who had come up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder, but others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. So the crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. Then how can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light will be among you only a little while. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overcome you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of the light." The Gospel of the Lord. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. At Christmas, we focus so much on the coming down of Christ, the divine condescension, as St. John Chrysostom describes it, where the Lord comes down to meet us in the place where we are. He assumes our humanity and takes us completely to himself, everything that is but sin. And he does this all so that we can be united to him. In a sense, this divine condescension doesn't end with the incarnation, but it's actually meant to draw us to God, to draw us to himself. And that's what we see in Lent and Eastertide, where the Lord is lifted up on the cross on Good Friday, from the grave on Easter Sunday, and into the heavens on Ascension Thursday. But these days aren't just about him being lifted up. They're also about us being lifted up along with him. Lifted on the cross, lifted up in his resurrection, eventually being lifted up to heaven with him. But what does it look like for us to get here, to be lifted up with him? "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. Being lifted up with Jesus looks like being united to his death and resurrection. The death of the grain of wheat falling to the ground and dying, and the resurrection of it producing much fruit. On the one hand, this looks like us uniting our pain and suffering to the cross. It looks like offering our mental anguish to the Lord's cross. It looks like giving him our anxieties, our worries, our fears, all so that he can nail them to the cross and sanctify us through them. On the other hand, it looks like the new life that comes when he does indeed redeem us, when he heals our hearts, when he strengthens our minds. It looks like the freedom of walking with our heads held high because we have persevered through the challenges and not just seen from a distance, but experienced the reality, like the light at the other end of a tunnel coming into our eyes as we exit the tunnel. In other words, this looks like not running away from pain and suffering, trying to squash them, trying to hide away from them, trying to hide them away, but rather running to him in the very midst of our pain and suffering, precisely so that he can redeem and sanctify us through that offering, the offering made to his cross. It's then that we are preserved for eternal life. It's then that where he is now, we may soon be. It's then that we who have been lifted up will be drawn to him and for all eternity. Lord Jesus, in your passion, death, and resurrection, you not only entered into the world of sin but without sin, but you also led humanity through suffering to the new life of the resurrection. We too come to adore you, present before us in this most blessed sacrament, so that we can be more and more conformed to you and to your grace, that having been lifted up with you on the cross by offering you our pain and our sufferings, we might likewise be lifted up with you in your resurrection, where we can experience the new life of the blessed in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.